We begin today with football, and the final part of the Czech First League is underway, with the top, middle and bottom groups of six teams now facing each other in a round-robin system. And the new competition within a competition, known by the unwieldy name of the superstructure, didn't start ideally at the weekend for Slavia Prague, who were first when the regular season ended after 30 rounds. Slavia could only manage a nil-all draw away at Slovan Liberec, and saw their lead slip to only 2 points over Viktoria Plzeň. The West Bohemians had been on the ropes against the Jablonec on Sunday evening, but turned that game around in the last 10 minutes to achieve a valuable 2-1 victory. Plzeň manager Pavel Vrba conceded that his team had been fortunate.
We have to admit that Jablonec were the better side. They had more chances. I think what decided the game was the fact that when the score was 1-0, we were fortunate two or three times when Jablonec failed to score a second goal. That would have made it game over. Luckily, in the later phase of the match, it worked out for us and we had enough players in the box, but we really were very lucky.
The most closely watched game of the superstructure will see Slavia go head-to-head with Plzeň next Sunday evening, with that game taking place in the capital thanks to Slavia having finished top in the regular season. This year's Prague Marathon was won on Sunday by Almajub Daza of Bahrain. He finished the race in 2 hours, 5 minutes and 58 seconds. That was the second fastest time in its 25-year history. The women's race was won by Lona Chemtai Salpeter of Israel. She crossed the line after 2 hours, 19 minutes and 44 seconds to set both a course record and a personal best. Tennis's Prague Open was won by Jill Teichmann of Switzerland. She overcame the Czech Republic's Karolina Muchová, who'd been a wild card, 7-6, 3-6, 6-4, in a wet and cold Prague on Saturday. Following the biggest success of Muchová's career to date, the 22-year-old has now shot up to 74th in the world rankings. That's her highest ever placing. Her compatriot, Petra Kvitová, remains world number two. And finally, the retired Czech tennis coach Pavel Korda has died at the age of 84. He led Czechoslovakia to the country's first triumph in the Davis Cup in 1980 and also coached one member of that team, Jan Kodeš, to 3 Grand Slam titles. Pavel Korda was also the uncle of Petr Korda. And that's all the sports news for today.